Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith or Life, where we walk by faith and not by sight. So the process is there, the place that God has called and commissioned us to by faith, by trust, by His Word. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is a wonderful day, even though it's snowy outside. Even though it's cold, we still will bless the Lord and give Him praise, honor, and glory. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as people that God can get glory out of, that He's chosen, which are unlikely people. And we see their lives, we study it, we learn from it, we hear God, see God perform. But we also see the troubles and trials that they go through. We see the mistakes that they make, and we see the Word of God be manifest. And we know that the Word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It will last. It will remain when everything else has gone under. God's Word will be there. And we're going to see that manifestation in our life, where the same word has been spoken over us and concerning us. And so we're going to see God manifest His glory in our lives. Today we just want to look briefly at our joy and our strength, going through some things that are hard sometimes, but having joy and strength in God, knowing that it's already worked in our favor and worked for our good. As we look at people in the Bible, as we look at Abraham, as we look at the Davids, as we look at the Ruths and the Esthers, as we look at people in the Bible, and we see that they had to have a place of joy in the midst of what they were going through, to believe God, to trust God, and to know that it was going to work out for their good, and they were going to allow that to push them to the place where they need to get in the Lord. That joy of God, the promise that God had given them, even though sometimes they may have gone through situations that tried to make it look like the promise was not going to happen, it wasn't going to manifest. The songs that David wrote were out of joy and trust in God. It was out of the fact that he knew, even when he messed up, that God was going to be faithful and true to him. That even in his worship, in his joy, his praise, his faith in God was a rise. It will rise as a sound of victory. Before he even got the victory, he already knew that God was going to take care of everything. He had a trust that God was going to make it all right because God had spoken some things. We've got to go back and grab our joy. Sometimes we're going through so many things and have so many problems that we lose sight of the joy. And we've got to go back and get that joy and begin to rejoice in God and just rejoice in His promises, rejoice in His faithfulness, rejoice in His Word, and begin to draw strength from the joy of the Lord, draw strength from the faithfulness of God, draw strength from God Himself, because we're praising God, worshiping God with everything in us. We're just not giving Him lip service, but all that is in us is blessing Him and rejoicing in Him and thanking Him for His goodness, even in the midst of what has not yet occurred, not yet manifested. Thanking God because He is still faithful and still worthy to be praised. He's still worthy to be exalted and lifted up, no matter what's going on in our life. And we have to take comfort in the joy of the Lord in the midst of what we're going through, what we're facing. And even the things that may not have not yet occurred, if we're waiting on a report and we don't understand, we don't know what the report is going to be, we still have the joy in the Lord in the midst of that. Praise God in the midst of that. If something is going on with children or the outcome of something, we don't know what it's going to be or the results or what someone else's decision is going to be. We have to begin to joy in the Lord, praise God for His faithfulness, thank Him for His goodness, that He's still in control, that He has the last say so, that He's faithful and He has been faithful. Go back and remember the memorials that you have erected in your life. That thank God for His faithfulness and His goodness unto you. Go back and remember the times that He's brought you out, the times that He made a way, the times that He came through, the times that He was faithful, the times that He blessed you and you didn't even ask for a blessing, the times that He was just God. Just go back and remember and begin to bless Him and joy and glory in that and give a worship of thanks unto Him that is from the Spirit, from the very soul of you, that says, God, you are true. You are going to do what you said. And no matter where I find myself, no matter what condition I'm in or what I face, I'm going to bless you. I've been into many different positions in my life, in my family, with my parents, with my siblings, in my church, in my ministry, in my finances, in the physical, but I have learned how to bless the Lord. I have had to learn how to bless God, because if you don't bless God and thank Him in the midst of a situation, you'll become bitter and you'll become very, very angry, and you'll start getting lashing out and be angry with God and be angry with the situation. So God put me in something, He should have never let me get in it. There's some things that have to come in our life and that are just life, and it's just life itself. And we have to learn that even in life itself, we still have to bless God. And even in situations, in the trials, in the tests, we have to know that we're still more than a conqueror. And blessing God says, I trust you. I believe you in the midst of what's going on. I thank you for being the God that knows the beginning and the end, and that you're going to bring me through this, and it's going to work for my good, that you're not going to fail me no matter how it turns out. You're still going to be here. And I'm still going to do what you said. And that's the thanksgiving that you're giving. God, you're in control. And you have this. You have me. You have this situation. And whatever you want to come out of this situation, whatever fruit, however you want me to grow or mature, or whatever you want me to learn, I'm going to learn it. And I'm going to do it with the right attitude, with the right praise, the right conduct, so that you can get glory, and so that I don't have to go back to this mountain again, being like Israel, trying to learn the test. Learn the lesson, mature in my faith, mature in God. I want to go ahead and do it, mature it, learn it, so that I can go ahead and get to the where I see a season of rest, and God builds me up, and I praise Him even the more, and thank Him even more, and I get ready for what I'm getting ready to go again. There is a place of joy that we have to go back to, which is the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We have to go back to joy, rejoicing in God. Really rejoicing, not doing it with lip service, but doing it from our heart, doing it with everything, and excited about our God and His goodness, excited about His word, excited about Him, excited about His faithfulness, excited about His kingdom, excited about what He's going to do in our life. Go back and don't take life so in a form that you cannot joy and rejoice, that you are glad about your salvation, glad about your Redeemer, glad about what He has already accomplished, already done, every victory He's already won, and that you're walking through this thing with that victory, knowing that it's already worked together for your good. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're in, no matter what life is trying to deal with, go back and grab the joy of the Lord. Rejoice in God, knowing the fact that if you haven't done anything for you that you can say, if you're here, if your sins have been forgiven, rejoice in that. Rejoice that you have a relationship with the Lord. Rejoice that you have the possibility of growing even more in your relationship with the Lord. Rejoice in His goodness. And know that He is God. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith of Life. Prophets are there where we walk by faith and not by sight. Remember to rejoice in the Lord. Have a wonderful worship experience on Sunday. Rejoice in God. Bless His name. Start rejoicing even today. And we'll see you back next week, same time, to hear more 15 Minutes Empowerment and encouragement as we go through the process of there. God bless you.